The Guardian.
Welcome to a world where money matters, where the gap between rich and poor has grown to a chasm, where the moral certainties of the past are slipping away and the threat of apocalypse is never far from your mind. This is the world conjured by the 14th century poet William Langland in his surreal, hypnotic masterwork, Piers Plowman. You're listening to an audio series conjuring the psychedelic dream world of the poem and inspired by Fairfield, a modern reimagining of this medieval masterpiece staged in the Malvern Hills, Ledbury and London this June and July. This is episode one, Dream.
Like when I think of truth, I think of it as a kind of abstract concept, to be honest. I don't think I can really assign one definition to what truth is.
Ancient Greek ecstasis, moments where you go beyond the ordinary self and often feel a connection to something bigger than you.
This is my friend. We both said this is it's the worst question when someone asks. People always introduce themselves when they say, "So what do you do?" That's always the first question. And when I haven't had a job, I'm like, because so people do look at you differently, yeah.
This is Reason FM.
Can't they serve them, or sing in a church, or talk for
the most regular heart picture type of ecstatic
experience. Or Muin, or mark a bond.
Get a job, you pointless work trying to linger at. Reason FM.
Or Adam Paul. Where does truth lie if everything is recycled? I don't think, you know, like, truth is connected to authenticity. I think that's a fallacy.
In a summer season, when the sun was soft, I shrouded myself like a shepherd, put on the robes of a hermit, unholy of works, and I went forth into the world to hear wonders.
In a summer season, when soft was the sunna, he shoved me into shrewdness, as he a shape wearer, in abbot as an eremit, an holy of Werkus, went forth in the world, wondrous to hear.
On a May morning in the Malvern Hills, I fell asleep, so weary was I from walking, and went to rest by a broad bank, by a river. As I lay looking into the water, I fell asleep. It sounded so, and I began to dream, a marvellous dream, of all the wealth and the woe of the world.
Of truth and treachery, treason and guile, all is I sleeping, as ye shall your teller.
It's now 5 o'clock. The news headlines with...
Death is a dream that lasts forever. Reason FM.
It's now 5 o'clock. The news headlines with... Good evening. Rioting continues to spread from Essex to Kent, with opposition to taxation turning bloody overnight. Several government offices have been set on fire. Court records have been destroyed, and now jails brak wider over the yetter. So say our eyewitnesses. In the last hours, money-lured neighbours with sword and forker have been reported, now in open attack against their manors and religious houses. Beginning in Brentwood, protests against taxation have grown in strength and readily, with fears that the riots will continue to spread as the rebels quest Londonwards. With me in the studio is former newspaper editor Sir Morgan Tavistock.
Go at the more one.
Sir Morgan, the source of this deadly sinner, this civil unrest...
Simply put, Kevin, England rots from the inside out. Mm. Sickness is the first sign of the end times. Listen now for the devils in the fire. Dip your eyes in a moon of blood and bear witness.
But regarding the protesters...
Should hand over their heads in a basket.
Is It is a May morning on Malvern Hills without one cloud in the sky, and you can hear the bird song all around, and it is like 1380, it could be, right here. It's amazing. I don't know, I'm romanticizing it to a degree, but it's just this pristine nature that does take you immediately in your mind, if you want it to. It takes you immediately to that May morning that he writes about. Who knows if he ever really did it? You can't imagine he could, but how could he not have done it? He has to have been known what it was like to walk up here.
Piers Plowman is...
and have that dream.
A search for truth. But it's a search for truth where truth is always over the next horizon. We always feel like we're about to get the answer, the magical answer, the golden bullet, and then we never get there.
My name is Beck Baker, and I am the Community and Conservation Officer at the Malvern Hills Trust. The Malvern Hills Trust is a charity that looks after the Malvern Hills and surrounding commons for the benefit of wildlife and people who come to visit and the local community.
He's a narcoleptic. Piers Plowman is a series of dreams. You can call it a dream vision.
The character of the dreamer who goes on this journey in search for truth, he's confused, he's lost, he's curious, and he's presented with lots of different authorities who are telling him information, who are giving him their spin on what truth is and on what it is to lead a good life and how can you save your soul. But ultimately, all of these different competing voices don't end up with a definitive sense of what truth is.
I know very little about it, but I have read the first paragraph, which is where he comes up and falls asleep on the side of the Malvern Hills. And it is something that I can imagine him doing. It's a place that hundreds of thousands of people come each year. And I have seen many people coming up with a picnic, sitting down on the short grass on the top with their families and friends, taking in the views and just experiencing the wonderful place we've got here.
So for me, Piers Plowman is a great medieval poem, but it's also a great postmodern poem because it is about the fact that we can't ever grasp truth fully.
The hills are really interesting in terms of their geology. The rocks that form the Malvern Hills are some of the oldest in England and date back to 670 million years. So these are some of the oldest rocks here. And you can come up to the quarries and you can actually touch and you can see those ancient rocks. The rocks are so old and that form the Malvern Hills that there aren't any fossils in the majority of them because it's before life was formed. So these hills were here before any life was formed.
They come right up out of the ground and shoot straight up. We're standing at the base of one of the hills now. That's what's so shocking, to be almost at almost a 90-degree angle, these rocks, which I didn't realize were pre-life form even. I mean, it's this very elemental feel to it. And that's why hills is almost not an adequate word for it. It's almost like, as far as an individual person goes, it might as well be a mountain.
So now we're going to leave this spot, which is just on the beginning of our climb up onto the Malvern Hills. We're climbing through a place called the Dingle, which is this really lovely valley that just rises up on the western side. So we're going to head up there now and see what we can see from the top.
See, I wonder, as we're walking up all these valleys, could one of these small valleys that cut their way into the hills, could one of these be that deeper dale that the poet talks about, full of death?
Yeah. I don't see a lot of death around here, though. It's way over there.
And as I looked east, right into the sun, I saw a tower. Truth was inside. And to the west, in the deep dale, death. A fair field of folk found I there between. All manner of men, the poor and the rich, working and wandering as the world asks.
The sensation I have coming up here, knowing the poem and thinking about the poem, is that it's very cinematic. I almost think of Piers Plowman as like a medieval version of the film Inception. You know, we have a series of dreams, you even have dreams within dreams, and it's all about questioning the nature of truth, the nature of reality. But I do see it as cinematic because When you first see that fair field full of folk, you see it at a distance as part of a landscape. You see the tower, you see the hills, you see the mountains, you see the dales. It's all very elemental.
Eastward he beheld, after the sauna, and saw a tour, as he drew, truth was therein. Westward he waited, in a wheeler after, and say a day pedala, death as he lave, warned in the warnus, and wicked spiritus. A fair field full of folk, fondy there between, of all the manner men, the main and the richer, watching and wandering, as this world asketh.
And then almost immediately you zoom in to specific occupations. Ploughmen, priests, hipsters are in there as well. All sorts of interesting characters. And you get these little glimpses of them. So it feels to me like Langland has a cinematic lens that he's focusing in and out.
It's also important for us to remember, it's very helpful to have this geographical and historical context where we can imagine Will on this very path falling asleep up here. But it's equally important to remember that May mornings are where dreamers fall asleep, and then usually they dream about their beloveds. He is invoking the dream vision romance genre, from which he diverges instantly by turning it into a state satire. But Chaucer is full of this kind of thing. And on May 3rd is when he always falls asleep and has these dreams. Today is May 7th, only a few days beyond Chaucer's favorite date. You might have had a personal feeling for that. But April and May is just when people fall asleep and dream about sex. That's what they do. Langland doesn't do the sex thing, but he knows that he is invoking that world.
I don't know if the May dates are anything to do with the fact that really the landscape comes alive during April and May.
Exactly. Sex.
Yeah, the birds are singing all around us. All of them are shouting, I'm here and I'm ready and it's time for us to breed. The hills are completely alive at this time and I think everyone gets a real energy. We've definitely noticed an increase in visitors up here in the last couple of weeks where the warmth and the sun comes out and people do get out and experience things in a different way.
And now the weather. Well, we've got some soft sauna today swirling around an area of low pressure, in turn sinking southwards over the Malvern Hollers. Many Selkirk Thingus, truth and treachery rumbling around. Showers will be cropping up eastward after the Mervalulisha sauna in this deep dale thereafter. And the same goes for Northern Ireland.
You might wonder why a 650-year-old poem written in an obscure dialect of Middle English would be so interesting to modern readers. But the fact is that Piers Plowman is an incredibly modern poem. It's uncanny the way that it approaches climate apocalypse, the precariousness of labour, anxieties about money, financial collapse, good governance, what is good governance, the abuse of power. All of these things are in Piers Plowman, and they're also all things that worry us today.
Radar from earlier today shows heaven reshablisa already, though. Expect that to build up over the next few days as swathen and unswathen touch. From our weather studio, that's all. From
Reason FM.
These podcasts were produced by Natalie Steed for Penned in the Margins and Guardian Audio. To discover more about Piers Plowman and this summer's events, visit thisfairfield.com.
For more great podcasts from The Guardian, just go to theguardian.com/podcasts.